Peter Holzapfel, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC turns 10 this February, and our 10th anniversary pledge drive is coming to you soon. We're asking you to become a sustaining supporter to make sure the community has access to its own airwaves for another 10 years of community broadcasting. If you like what you hear on WGXC, make a donation at WGXC.org and make it a sustaining donation. Something like 17 cents a day or $5 a month will help keep community radio on the airwaves. At least this one sliver, 90.7 FM, where all are welcome. WGXC.org/donate.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin, and here's some geek speak. Within a week, Deadline broke news on half a dozen projects chronicling the GameStop hedge fund Batard hosting Ben Mezrich, author of The Accidental Billionaires, which became The Social Network, has already had his proposed book chronicling this, The Anti-Social Network, optioned by MGM. Netflix has enlisted Zero Dark Thirty writer Mark Boal to write a project that will also touch on the Capitol insurrection. Newcomer Pinky Promises has made a series pitch to the Moon, which is striving for more accuracy by consulting with members of r/WallStreetBets, and will center on two roommates laid off from GameStop and AMC respectively who used their stimulus checks to take part. Founder of that subreddit, Jamie Rogozinski, has also sold his life story to Rat Pack Entertainment. And XTR, the company behind Console Wars, has begun production on a documentary. Lastly, Billions creator Andrew Ross Sorkin and Blumhouse are working with HBO on a film. As the streaming wars increase, so too will consolidation. The Wrap reporting WWE has made a deal with Peacock to add their massive vault of pro wrestling content, taken as the spoils of war by Vince McMahon over the decades, to their premium tiers starting on March 18th. Continuing from last installment, Sandman casting news, a Twitter announcement revealed Gwendolyn Christie's role and announced several more cast members. Joining Tom Sturridge as the King of Dreams are the former Maiden of Tarth as Lucifer, fellow Game of Thrones vet Charles Dance as Roderick Burgess, Boyd Holbrook will bring the Corinthian to Nightmarish Life, Sanjeev Bhaskar and Azam Chaudhry are Cain and Abel, while Vivian Ajayampong will portray the gender-swapped Lucian. Additionally, it was announced the acclaimed Audible adaptation has been renewed for two more seasons. Jeffrey Wright will get to portray both sides of the cop vigilante divide, as the future Commissioner Gordon of the Reeves Pattinson Batman film is reported by Collider to be voicing the Caped Crusader in the HBO Max podcast Batman the Audio Adventures. Scheduled for later this year and taking a more comedic turn with The Dark Knight, Wright will be joined by Rosario Dawson, Jason Sudeikis, Alan Tudyk, John Leguizamo, Brooke Shields, Brent Spiner, Fred Armisen, Kenan Thompson, Tim Meadows, Paul Scheer, and Ray Wise. Another week, another Disney Plus Marvel show to report on. Disney has announced they've made a 5-year TV deal with Creed and Panther director Ryan Coogler that will include a Kingdom of Wakanda series. As reported previously, John M. Chu had to drop out of producing and pilot directing the Willow series. Heat Vision now reporting End of the FN World producer Jonathan Entwistle has stepped in. Ramin Djawadi has stepped back into the Seven Kingdoms. Slash Film confirming the award-winning composer of Game of Thrones will return for first spin-off House of the Dragon. First of three, it turns out, it may be. As along with the recently revealed Duncan Egg adaptation, HBO Max has begun early development on an animated adult drama. In my mind, this would be the best and more financially plausible place to do a Doom of Valeria prequel. Inevitable Aris. The Hollywood Reporter broke and Warner Brothers quickly denied that HBO Max has also begun tentative development on some form of Harry Potter TV series. Today's first set begins with Arky Shelby's Hot Rod Race Number 1.
San Pedro. We hadn't much gas, the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Now along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like white folks might. When the Mercury behind, he blinked his lights, he honked his horn, and he flew out of sight. We had twin pots in the Columbia, but you people may think that I'm in a rut. But to you folks who don't dig the jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. Made grease spots out of many a good town and left the cops' heads spinning around and around. They wouldn't chase, they'd run in the hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now, we were Ford men and we likely knew that we would race until something blew, and we thought it over, now wouldn't you? I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she had died. We left streaks through towns about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Was pale, he said he was sick, he said he was just a nervous wreck, but why should I worry for what the heck, me and that Mercury was still neck and neck. Now on through the deserts we did glide, a flying low and a flying wide, me and that Mercury was taking a ride and we stayed exactly side by side. something coming. I thought it was a plane with the way it was a running. It was a humming along at a turbo pace, and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way. The guy in the Mercury had nothing to say, for it was a kid in a hopped up Model A.
Pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and dual exhaust, with 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, the tires are fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, that's a mark for me. By then, the taillights was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Wound it out to 110, my speedometer said I'd hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought I'd lost my sense, them telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots of lines on the road, just look like dots. Took a corner, side swiped a truck, I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. They had flames coming out from the side, you could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now, all of a sudden, she started a knocking down in the depths. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror, and the red light was blinking. The cops were after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
In these days of flying saucers and Sputniks, you expect almost anything to happen. The thing, the fly, the mole people, the gamma people, the indestructible fossil man, the amazing colossal man, the body snatchers, the highly incredible brain scratchers. I was a teenage werewolf. I was a 50-foot woman. And other unidentifiable flying objects. I dismissed them all as being science fiction. They belonged on a library shelf. But here I am facing contradiction, 'cause it happened to me myself. The sky turned red, and then it turned green. Catch my breath, and then there was a roar of thunder that scared me half to death. Then I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. Yes, I saw a thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I'm the best.
shaking, and I said, ooh-ee, it looks like a purple people eater to me. You had one light, one horn, flying purple people eater, one-eyed, one horn, flying purple people eater, one-eyed, one horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. He looked at me and then he said, I wouldn't eat you because you is red. One eye, flying purple people eater, one horn, flying purple people eater, one-eyed, one horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land. I want to get a job in a rock and roll band. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pitch toad, underworld, flying purple people eater. He wears short shorts, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on the Sullivan Show. Blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Blowing purple music through the horn in his head.
After Hot Rod Race number 1 by Archie Shelby, we heard Jim Vardy's cover of Hot Rod Lincoln and finished with Judy Garland's live cover of Purple People Eater. Running down some quick animated news, while promoting We Can Be Heroes, Robert Rodriguez told SFX Magazine development has begun on an animated From Dusk Till Dawn series to further expand on the world of Aztec vampires. Variety reports that following up 2018's Pacific Rim The Black, Netflix and Legendary have announced an animated follow-up to Kong Skull Island titled Skull Island and Tomb Raider, which will continue on from the last game installment Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Lastly, and originally, Paramount Animation has optioned The Cape creator slash Puss in Boots writer Tom Wheeler's kid sci-fi adventure book series Cosmos for film treatment. Over a decade after the original, filled with two spin-offs of varying quality, the original Cloverfield incident will get a direct follow-up. Paramount and J.J. Abrams have tapped Gotham PD's Joe Barton to pen a non-found footage sequel to the 2008 American Kaiju surprise hit. It seems the wait will continue for another trip to Crystal Lake, though. In addition to challenging original screenwriter Victor Miller's reclamation of copyright on the original Friday the 13th film, The Hollywood Reporter reports director-slash-primary franchise creative Sean Cunningham is suing Paramount and Warner Brothers over misaccounting and unpaid net profits. Buck Rogers may also have some difficulty blasting off again. Several days after Heat Vision broke that George Clooney could join Legendary and Brian K. Vaughan's miniseries reboot of the genre-launching space hero as a producer and star, the same outlet followed up that the Nolan Family Trust, the estate of creator Philip Francis Nolan, has filed a cease and desist, saying this constitutes a, quote, slander of the title of the rights, as they already have a deal with Skydance Productions. This is basically a case of partially public domain, as Anthony Rogers first appeared in the 1929 novel Armageddon 2419 AD, which is now public domain, and the Nolan Trust claims hold over the subsequent comic strip that redubbed him Buck Rogers, and thus the character in Armageddon can't be called Buck. Legendary fired back they've secured all necessary rights and complained the Trust has been inhibiting projects over years on baseless grounds. Chiwetel Ejiofor is the new Man Who Fell to Earth, Vulture reporting he signed on to star in Paramount Plus and Alex Kurtzman's series adaptation of the 1963 Walter Tevig novel turned cult classic Nicholas Rogue, 1976 David Bowie starring film. Over on the revival front, TV Line reports Paramount Plus is ready to put the long-rumored Frasier revival on the air, rather on stream, moving fast towards a possible summer production start. Deadline reports original Frasier broadcaster NBC is returning to covering a Night Court beat, a classic 80s sitcom getting a sequel series with Judge Harry's daughter following in her late father's footsteps and dealing with new and old oddballs and headaches, naturally including returning John Larroquette as prosecutor Dan Fielding. LA Law, however, will be moving offices from NBC to ABC, where CWDC Superheroverse mastermind Mark Guggenheim will produce a revival of the Stephen Boss Show classic with Blair Underwood returning as well. Our second set begins with Tevin Campbell's Standout.
eyes, take a look at me. Get the picture fixed in your memory. I'm driven by the rhythm like the beat of a heart. And I won't stop until I start to stand out. Some people settle for the typical thing, living all their lives waiting in the wings. It ain't a question of if, just a matter of time. Notice me. Me.
Thank you.
We just heard Boom Boom from Paul Lukakis, preceded by Stand Out by Tevin Campbell. Taking us into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXC, here's Karate by The Emperors.
We'll be right back.
off of the Soup for One soundtrack, you just heard Deborah Harry's Jump Jump, before which was Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, Thinking Black, and began with Karate by the Emperors. Now here's the Vogues telling the tale of Humpty Dumpty.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to. Talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Thank you. sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to the one who was there. He once was a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Hush, me sage, rosemary.
Today's penultimate set began with Humpty Dumpty by the Vogues, followed by part one of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well, and ended with Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66's version of Scarborough Fair from the Fritz the Cat soundtrack. Our last set goes in a wildly different direction, starting appropriately with the Reeps remix of Nine Inch Nails' Last.
Still feeling awesome, but I'm
Thanks for listening to Forgotten Geek on WGXC. The last set began with Nine Inch Nails' Last, the Reaps remix, followed by the Marceau remix of Depeche Mode's A Pain That I'm Used To. This has been Corey McCaslin, back in 2 weeks with the 57-58 installment of Forgotten One Hitters. Stay safe as we go out with Egma's Let the Bass Kick.
Bass kick. Bass kick. Bass kick.